2 Chronicles 27, Ordered Ways. Reflection. After yesterday's warning under Uzziah, Jotham embodies measured strength. He did what was right, refused to repeat his father's temple presumption, yet he built the temple's upper gate and fortified Judah. The chronicler adds a quiet jewel. So Jotham became mighty because he ordered his ways before the Lord his God. English Standard Version. The Hebrew hakin from kun means to set firm, establish. Power follows ordering one's life coram deo, not swagger. Western readers often miss how gates shape worship and justice. The gate is court, catechism, and turnstile of holiness. The upper gate likely regulated approach to the holy precincts. Order protects presence. Archaeology along the Ophel Ridge corroborates expansive works in this era, grounding the text in Judah's stone and slope. Jotham's restraint honors priestly boundaries, cf. 26, and anticipates the true priest-king who alone enters without peril, Hebrews 4:14-16. Note the sobering line, "The king is faithful, yet the people still acted corruptly. Leaders can order gates, only God can order hearts. Still, prepare your ways." Cross-references to 2 Kings 15:32-38, Proverbs 16:3, Micah 6:8, Hebrews 4:14-16. Suggested hymn, "Teach me thy way, O Lord." Prayer, Lord, establish our steps before your face. Give us Jotham's restraint, courage, and ordered ways. Set holy boundaries around our work and make our hearts your gate. Through Christ our Priest King. Amen.